Absolutely. I think the border, the sea border, has been completely overlooked at the minute. There's been very little discussions in relation to the fact that there's actually two borders that we have to contend with here, especially in North Donegal and Isshon, down the west of the county. We do have the sea border as well to contend with, and a lot of fishermen at the minute are, you know, finding it difficult with that, because there are a number of fishermen on this coast that do have English licences, and the fact is now that they can't fish on Irish waters. They would have to be fishing inside the 6 mile of the northern border. That doesn't work with crab fishing and lobster fishing, and it's putting, you know, a lot of livelihoods in jeopardy.
And this is effectively their, as you just said, their livelihood very much at risk here.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's something that there needs to be very, very strong discussions on. And I feel at the moment that there isn't the strong discussions in relation to the sea border as there is to the hard border on the land. And yes, we all know that the hard border on the land is very, very important. But I think that, you know, both borders should be equally as important, and the discussion should be held on the fact that we do have another border to contend with here, especially in North Donegal, because, you know, again, it's one of the things that elements of this Brexit that probably affects Donegal more than any other area in the country. And that's my fear, that when it does affect Donegal and doesn't affect the other areas, that it's just left to one side because it's not as important. It's only really important when it comes to be something that's going to harm the likes of Dublin, Galway, Cork and those bigger cities. When these issues are just, you know, Donegal related, there tend to be left to the sideline, and I think that can't happen here. That's something that needs to be on the table and part of all any discussions that happen with Brexit.